In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdal. Wednesday, October the 11th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We are going to begin and, in fact, end the program today with official statements from the White House. You'll recall now ex-press secretary Sean Spicer said that if the president tweets something, it is an official statement. So here we go. The president of the United States said this today, quote, "It would be really nice if the fake news media would report the virtually unprecedented stock market growth since the election. Need tax cuts." First of all, we are here for you every single day, sir. But the president also said this, "If Congress gives us the massive tax cuts and reform I'm asking for, those numbers will grow by leaps and bounds." Marketplace's Mariel Segarra tried to make all of that make economic sense.
Here's the argument. When companies get a tax cut, that's more money they have left over after paying their tax bill. Eric Irvin is CEO of the exchange-traded fund issuer Reality Shares.
The less they have to pay in taxes, the more earnings they have, and the more valuable that company is to me as an investor or shareholder.
There's also an argument that if you cut taxes on individuals, they'll go shopping, boosting company profits and therefore stocks as well. But historically, the effect of tax cuts on stocks has been hard to measure. Ronnie Micaeli, who teaches finance at Cornell, has studied the market after tax cuts, like the ones by the Bush administration in 2003.
If there is an effect, it's quite small. At least that's what we can learn from the past.
One reason? Investors tend to know a tax cut might be coming well before it happens. In this case, since President Trump was elected. Joe Duran is CEO of the wealth management firm United Capital.
Stocks are already going up in anticipation of that being true. So by the time the tax cut happens, the stock market already has adjusted for that.
But tax cuts aren't a sure thing yet. So Tom Wheelwright, a tax advisor and head of the CPA firm Provision, says we might still see the market go up a bit if they happen. If they don't?
Then of course, that has a huge negative impact because it's all a confidence game. Right. And you had all this confidence that this was going to happen, and then it didn't.
He says what was priced in would have to get priced out. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.